From God's Hope, starting at the end of Romans 7. Thank God the answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. So now, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Not the good law, but the power of sin that leads to death. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. God's wonderful hope to us who honor Him, starting at Romans 8. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. You have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do, for if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live by the power of the Spirit of God living in you. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you have received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own child. Now we can call Him Abba Father. Romans 5:8. God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And nothing can ever separate us from God's love.